Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Ukrainian forces continue to make significant headway in counteroffensives in the east and south of the country, retaking territories in regions which Russia illegally declared as its own last week. In the east, Ukrainian military vehicles were reported moving in the direction of Lysychansk, an occupied city in the Luhansk region. Ukrainian troops also made rapid gains in the southern province of Kherson, where their advances could possibly entrap 20,000 Russian soldiers on the west bank of the Dnieper River. Shares of Twitter surged by more than 20% on the news that Elon Musk will go ahead with his takeover of the social media company. Mr. Musk has offered to pay the price he initially agreed of $54.20 a share. For months, he had tried to renege on his purchase agreement, resulting in a legal dispute with Twitter that was expected to go to trial later this month. Donald Trump asked the Supreme Court to intervene in the Justice Department's investigation into his possible mishandling of classified documents. America's former president is seeking the reversal of a lower court ruling that gave federal authorities immediate access to classified material seized from his Florida estate. He would like an independent arbiter to review them, since he claims they are covered by executive privilege. The Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded to Alain Aspect, John Clauser, and Anton Zeilinger for their work on entangled photons and quantum information science. Their experiments examined particles that behave like a single unit even when separated, paving the way for advances in quantum information. Up to 80% of Bangladesh's territory was left without power after the national grid faltered under excess demand. The country has suffered regular power cuts this year because of shortages in natural gas, which accounts for some 75% of the country's generation. Power demand in Bangladesh has been driven by fast-expanding residential developments. Mr. Trump sued CNN for defamation, claiming over $475 million in damages, according to a district court filing in Florida. The suit alleges that the news organization smeared Mr. Trump with increasingly, quote, defamatory labels, including comparisons to Adolf Hitler, the Nazi dictator. The move comes amid Mr. Trump's own legal problems at both federal and state levels. Stocks in Asia and Europe rallied, continuing a trend seen in the American markets as expectations rose that central banks might ease the pace of interest rate rises in response to an economic slowdown. Australia's central bank raised interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point, which was smaller than analysts had expected, but still pushed the policy rate to its highest in more than 9 years. And fact of the day, 5.5 million. The number of internal refugees in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a number second only to Syria. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.